A couple years back, a bipartisan group of state legislators worked together to scale back Medicaid, a government-backed program that gives health care coverage to the poor and disabled. Representative Patty Bellock, a Republican from Hinsdale, says they were tasked with finding a way to save at least $1.6 billion in order to keep it from imploding.
With the unraveling of some of the reforms, you are going to take away again from the money that we saved that was to go back to help those people.
Pellock says the problem is not so much this new law under which Illinois will once again cover recipients' dental and podiatry needs. It's that, on top of Illinois taking too long to verify eligibility for Medicaid, and on top of Illinois allowing another 500,000 people to qualify for the program as part of the Affordable Care Act. But Democrats say Illinois will save money in the long run. They say it's better than people resorting to more expensive emergency room care, and the federal government's helping the state pay for many new enrollees. I'm Amanda Vinicky.